Don't worry about it.
So, you guys, I guess it's old news, but did I say this last time that Saks bought Neiman's now? And so now it's like this crazy monopoly. So Saks owns Neiman's, but I guess this is old news. It happened in December and I told a few of my friends, they were like, yeah, not to be rude, but that's old news. It's like, oh, okay. But so it's now it's like Saks, Neiman's, Bergdorf, all...
Oh, they all are together?
Yeah, because Neiman's always... They were always... Bergdorf and Neiman's were always owned by the same.
And I think I didn't even know that.
And then Saks bought Neiman's and Bergdorf's, but then Saks Online is now run by a third party. It's crazy. It seems crazy, though.
I don't shop at Saks.
Where is there a Saks?
In Beverly Hills. They took over the Barney space. Oh. But I do... I mean, I do most everything online, but... It's like there's Nordstrom's. Now there's like Saks, this big animal. And then what else? I don't know. Bloomingdale's.
Meh. I like Bloomingdale's.
You do.
It's an everyday man store.
Totally.
It's not like the Pretty Woman.
It really does.
It's got like Gucci and a Nook. You're like, thank you.
I just don't like when I go into Saks. I don't mind interface with a employee. And in fact, sometimes it can be fun and it's actually nice to see things in person. It can save you a lot of shipping and receiving. But at Saks, they're like hungry piranha sharks. And everyone's like, can I help you?
To you, they are, because you're attractive. If you look like a gremlin, they don't come near us.
No, they do. You guys, no,
they're like security.
You guys, they do. They do. They would on anybody. And then the worst is...
Loading ducks out back.
The worst is when I'm the Libra that I am, I change my mind. I have to go back into the store. And then they try to find me that same employee to do the return. And I'm like... Hello. I don't like these anymore.
Me again.
It's horrible.
The loading docks out back.
Okay, so my husband watched the episode with you.
Okay.
And he was loving it. He's like, this is so good, but he's like, it's so weird you guys don't say who he is or what he's doing there. So I want to do a formal introduction. I want you just, can you just like introduce yourself?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. The world wants to know.
Great. My name is Ryan Milling.
What?
Yep. I have legally changed my name.
Oh, wow.
Formerly Ryan Aguirre, now great. Ryan Milling. I just got married in October.
Mazel tov.
Kati and I go way back. Started as, we were both assistants
together, yeah. And how long ago? Maybe 10 years ago?
More than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
2012.
Long time. Okay, so we don't need to throw dates out there.
You guys were like five.
Benjamin Button, yeah, okay. Exactly.
We sat next to each other.
You jerk. You're like, yeah, 98.
How cute.
We sat next to each other.
Just chiseled invoices on stone before computers were invented.
Faxing memos.
Stone.
Yeah. We used to cut and paste clips.
We did.
And like glue it on paper because that's the only way you could do it.
No.
For real. Swear to God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would get jammed in the printer every single day. Mm-hmm. Every single day.
Yeah, after doing it for like 3 or 4 years, I cried one day. I was like, I just can't do this. I can't do this.
But yeah. And
my hand hurts. My legs. Help. Okay. Amazing. Yeah. So yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
So good. So that's a little bit of backstory. So Kati's always talked about you long before we met. And I feel like, I don't know why it took you so
Everyone
long.
Everyone has said
to
that we've had
him.
Similar senses of humor.
Yeah, she's like this guy's, so funny. He's so funny. You're going to love him. You're going to love him. And then finally, I don't know. It took us like, I guess, you know, it's probably better that you're joining on now that we ever see legs.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten better.
Yeah.
I think. But you didn't disappoint. You're not disappointing.
Amazing.
And we're very excited.
I mean,
you're energizing.
So.
Actually, after last episode that you were on, I was like so energized. I'm like, that was so fun.
Amazing.
And then when I listened to the episode back, I was crying for the first 30 minutes. Really, truly. So anyways, welcome back.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I brought a new group of audience to your podcast as well, because I got a lot of people listening from my world and they all loved it too.
Oh, good.
I got like 30 new followers from you. Yeah.
You did? I don't think I did.
The gays unite.
The gays don't like me. Like, I remember. But so I have to apologize. Last time also, it was the weirdest hair for me ever in the history of the podcast. I did my hair last time.
was just like,
well,
I was.
It was storming on the day.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you. But it was flooding. Like, it was like this. It was like Amadeus. And I then I had it up and then I put it down. I don't know. I mean, I rocked it. I'm owning it. But it, I looked a little crazy. So my apologies.
I don't think.
I got a blowout for you yesterday.
Okay. Thank you.
She gets blowouts.
Finally. Oh my God. Yeah. It won't be so distracting this time.
Okay. Not to do a fast pivot, but.
Yeah. Pivot.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Your face.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
It's great.
It's great.
Yeah. She's ditched the docs.
What? Rogue. I'm done with the doctors.
You're always rogue.
I'm always rogue.
Wait, so what? You did just nothing? And
no.
It looks amazing. Really, really great.
Thank you.
I always think it looks good.
That's because you're in love with me.
Well, that's true. That much is true.
Just lesions on my face. And you'd be like, it's temporary. You're beautiful.
Yeah, see, okay. I didn't want to say anything because, you know, you're like, oh, your face looks great. And you're like, oh, good, because...
My face started, like, burning. And I was like, WTF. And then randomly, this is how it started. I reached out to my nutritionist because that's what I do whenever I feel low. Or I'm like, I hate myself. Talk to me.
And they're like,
he's like, you need an advocate. No one's advocating for you. I was like, yes. So I reached out to him to get a dermatologist referral. Anyway, he's like, we need to reconnect. I was like, fine, I'll make an appointment. So anyway, I reached out to his referral and then fast forward an hour later, had my a Zoom with him. I haven't seen him in months. And he saw me on the Zoom and he's like, your skin's congested. So I was like,
congested?
Yeah. So he's like, are you going to the bathroom every day? I was like, no, not at all. And so he's like, we need to get back on track. So I went back on his plan. He's like, I need you taking the chlorophyll twice a day. Morning, night, period, end. Literally 2 or 3 days in.
Amazing.
Chlorophyll? I love chlorophyll.
Wait, so by congested, you mean like...
He's like, he's just like, something's like not flushing.
Got it.
What's the plan? Do they deliver the food to you?
No, you make it.
See, that's where you lose me.
It's so easy. It's the easiest way to eat. It's easier than making your own decisions.
Because it's already done. Yeah. And then you do it in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like morning, it's oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
Then it's a snack of a fruit. And then lunch, it's a starch.
So it's not
a
even
a protein,
like,
a veggie.
It's not even it's the low like carb.
Bad stuff.
Yeah.
No. Oh. It's just a balance.
Is it just a maintenance? It's not like a losing. You're not losing weight.
No, you'll lose weight.
Oh.
I mean,
because you're in a deficit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're eating very clean.
Whoa, what's up?
Don't worry. So there was a few things I tapped into. So anyway, I also got this clear stem, because I went into a rabbit hole one night and I got clear
one
stem.
Night, every night.
I know. So I started taking this, but my skin was already like on the up and up.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. But here's my chlorophyll. Is it chlorophyll? I keep saying chloroform. Chlorophyll.
It's not chloroform.
I'm taking 800 milligrams a day.
Is it like that? She's big like, of a, that big of a pill?
It's actually a washcloth. You pull it out of the bottle. You're like nighty night. Acne be
no,
gone.
No. Chloroform. That's the one on the washcloth.
Yes.
I'm crying. By the way, everyone amazing. Should have that in their medicine chest.
You really should. Okay. So you shouldn't be taking the drops. I'm not a doctor, but I don't think you should be taking.
Thank you for clarifying.
In case there was confusion, yep. I'm not a medical professional. But I stopped with the probiotic, and now I'm just doing this. And when I tell you all systems are go. Okay, I'm back.
Tell us one more time.
So you are going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I need more time about this.
All systems are go.
Amazing.
Okay, wait. So why don't you like the drops? The chlorophyll drops.
Because I would need to do 1,000 of them to
Why?
Get to that potency.
What? No.
100%.
It's interesting because it doesn't, what do you mean potency? Oh, it doesn't really tell you the milligrams on the
it
drops.
Does.
It's on the drops.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Remind me, chlorophyll is like,
it's the
green
plant.
And plants.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Have you, it's usually, I've actually never seen it in a pill form. It's usually in a dropper. You put it in your water.
Why do you do it? I mean, I know I'm doing.
Well, look at this. Look at this work of art.
Do you do it every day?
I find that when I go to my workout, which I would say is 3 or 4 days a week, I make a big water, and that's when I put the Armra chlorophyll Sakara Beauty Drops. It's like a whole concoction of stuff. But then when I'm not going to work out, I don't actually usually make myself that jug of water, which I should. But I would say 3 to 4 days a week I do it.
And that's just over the counter?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She went to Mexico to get it.
Brian, all systems ago.
Don't worry about all systems ago.
We're back. We are back.
I don't like probiotics. Are you still taking the probiotic?
Nope. I stopped. And let me tell you something. Was not doing anything, turns out.
Oh, I find that it kind of like messes with my stomach. Have you ever taken a probiotic?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh.
I do a lot of fiber.
If you don't know, then fiber. The answer is no.
I do a lot of fiber.
Fiber like what? Like
artificial fiber?
Like Mucinil?
It's just a capsule. It's like a fiber capsule.
It just has fiber on it?
Yeah. It literally is just like fiber. It's like just a white bottle that just says
chia
fiber.
Seeds are all the rage.
I love chia seeds. When I had a nutritionist way back when, she's like, anytime you make a shot, a shake, throw chia seeds.
Anytime you take a shot of tequila. I know.
Well, here's the
thing. By the way, not a bad
idea. I messed up with the chia seeds because I didn't know they inflated.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So I put loaded chia seeds it was chia pudding. And then I chugged like 16 ounces of water with like 9 scoops. Christ. And it was like...
Like Willy Wonka?
Like when you literally, like, honestly, it was like when you overfeed a hamster. Where I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to burst.
But that's what...
All systems were not a go after that.
Like, they actually should be, though.
What?
I mean, the chia seeds really help you go to the bathroom.
It was painful. Well, not that.
Wait,
it was painful.
You did it in water?
I did it in water, but I didn't let them sit and expand.
You don't need to.
I think I did too many.
You did too many.
They probably expanded.
You don't need to wait for that. If you just throw them in water, I mean, you can wait for them to expand. It doesn't take very long, but you can throw them in water and drink them. You just don't want to do too many because they do. It'll like...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I do like when they get all gummy and you're like...
It's like boba.
Yeah. Like a lot of it.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And I have to say,
this is what, 3 days?
3 days.
But wait, next week she'll be singing a different tune.
On the Accutane.
I will be throwing this like out the window. She'll be throwing this and then she'll be back.
You know what? That's a good test. Let's see if next week I'm just like,
well,
this is the best moisturizer I've ever used in my entire life.
Let me see. I'm here for it though. I find it entertaining,
I'm a
her journey.
Romantic with diet and skincare.
Put
that on your hand and tell me you don't love
Where's it from?
It's from a skincare place. Don't worry about it.
Is there beeswax in it?
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't have beeswax.
Just put it on your tongue.
A little dab.
Apparently, I can't. As of now, I think that I have a beeswax allergy. But I'm gonna do some patch testing.
I don't know if we talked about this last time. I'm allergic to peanuts.
You are?
Yeah. And so my sister, who's a nurse. did not believe me. So she brought home like one of those skin tests to check. And so she drew a little circle and said, if it bubbles in the circle, you're allergic. Bubbled all down my arm.
Have you always been allergic to peanuts?
No. You started at like 9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow, that's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
That is strange.
I used peanut butter jelly sandwiches every day when I was a kid.
And then one day. Maybe you OD'd.
Yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. Can
it's
you
like
eat,
a chia seed thing.
Can you eat other nuts?
Every other nut except for peanuts.
Just kidding. No. So you can do any other nut.
Any other
Weren't
nut.
You scared to try others?
Because you had already been happy.
I'm worried about, because I have a bad peanut allergy. Like if it's in the room.
Do you have an EpiPen?
I do.
Okay.
On you right now?
It's in the car. But I can
Austin, I'm craving some peanuts.
If I'm in the room,
my
throat starts closing up already. Mm-hmm. I can feel it immediately. So
like when you go to the grocery store and you're in the peanut aisle?
It's all like very packaged.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like those. But Thai restaurants.
The bulk.
I know. Can't even step into a Thai restaurant.
Whoa.
Because there's so much.
Oh, nuts. God. That covered in nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you like Thai food?
I can't eat it.
Oh,
because I don't even fuck with the non-peanut stuff because the kitchen is just all peanuts.
Is there any hope that this might go away at some point?
Well, my sister, again, who's the nurse, really wants me to put me through this experimental thing where they give you little doses.
And to increase your tolerance. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, but I'm like, if I would do it just to like make it not a problem anymore, but I don't miss peanuts.
When's the last time
you don't miss
peanuts? I know. I don't miss peanut butter.
No. I could fully live without peanuts. The fear is that you're going to have something you don't know is in there. That would be
exactly.
That's a little daunting.
Yeah. No beeswax.
No beeswax. Okay. Okay.
There's like 42
what,
different
what
seed
oils.
What
made you think you might be allergic? Did you like get a rash?
Oh, well, we've dedicated a few episodes to it. I had a crazy chin rash, like contact derm. It looked, I mean, I guess it was allergic dermatitis.
Yeah, it was like
it wouldn't go away. It didn't go away for 2 months because I kept putting on, you know, chapstick and like creams with beeswax in it. So I just continued to irritate myself for 2 months until I realized, oh, that's it. And then after I removed that from the equation, it still took another 8 weeks to go away.
Your hands look young.
Are they really just like, it's like, what the hell's going on here? This
well,
is a miracle.
After our last episode,
yeah,
I went to Sephora. I went to the, found the gayest man.
Yeah.
Just pulled up my, without saying anything, just pulled the phone and said, fix this. Yeah. I was like, what can you do?
Was it Cotty's face?
It was mine. I was like, what is this? And he was like, I thought he would be like, oh no, you're cute. Don't even worry about it.
Was
like,
it from the podcast?
And he just goes, let's start with concealer.
I was like, stop it.
So I got some.
You look amazing today.
Shout out to Peter at the Sephora Culver City because,
Wait, concealer. What was the brand?
I have no idea.
Are you wearing it now?
So you wear I'm makeup now?
You look great.
I'm wearing it now. Yeah.
You and look I feel well great. Rested.
Thank you. It photographs better.
Okay, you guys. So yesterday, somebody rear-ended me on the freeway.
What? Oh. What car were you in?
Sweet Shot.
Sweet Shot.
That one out there?
Yeah. My youngest named it Sweet Shot.
That's so sweet. How bad was it?
So, okay. So going South 101, stop and go. Kind of by Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
1 a.m. No, just kidding. 1 p.m. And stop and go. And I came to a stop and, you know, it's just like always so jarring when that happens. And all of a sudden it's like, boosh. And I was, and it just shakes you in this way. Regardless of if you hit someone or someone hits you, it's this crazy rush of adrenaline. Like I was like, am I on cocaine? Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, eh. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I was going to, it felt so hard. I thought I was going to get out. And the back would be totaled. Like my initial thought was, okay, my car's going to be in the shop for 2 months or whatever, you know?
Isn't it crazy how that in me, that's like in the 30 seconds, it's like, God, I have to figure out travel. That's your thought.
And then not to mention, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to my neck and my back and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So then
I'm glad if I had a nickel.
We're stopped in the fast lane. I kind of was confused about what the protocol would be there because I'm like, we're not like going to get all the way over. We're in the fast lane. So I open the car door and she opens the car door and I look at the car. He first glance really doesn't look like much happened. It's a testament to my car, actually.
It's amazing.
She was in a Kia.
She was probably like, are you kidding me, Sweet Shot?
If I was in a Kia behind a nice car, I change lanes. I won't even risk it.
So do I.
Won't even
I will
risk
not drive
it.
Behind a Bentley.
Nope. Won't
Whenever I see it. That, I'm like, see ya.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess it's better than if you got hit on the freeway and everybody's going full blast.
Oh,
I mean,
1,000%.
You know, but it wasn't enough to push me far enough, probably pushed me a little forward, but I had enough room between me and the car in front of me. So I get out, I don't see much, but I'm also just tweaky and I'm like, okay, give me your info. Let's do it. And then I'll assess later kind of vibe. You know, what do you do? I mean, so then this douche, like two cars back is like, pull over to the other side. And I'm like, it's been 30 seconds and we're stopped in the fast lane.
You're right. Ugh.
So
I'd be so, don't get me started.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd be like.
But I was so, you're in no state of mind when this happens. You're in no state of mind to like do the right thing. And I also think, you know, you're like, did I do this? I got to get this. And I think the DMV should issue a separate driver's license. Hear me out. In the event of an accident with your driver's license number, all the information, but not your home address.
Yes. Agreed.
I agree. Right? Because this woman, she's like 60s. Knock on wood, she didn't seem like a threat. But just think about somebody disgruntled. Think about if you hit somebody and they're mad and they're going to come retaliate later. So I don't know. I know. It's crazy.
I don't want people having
my address. It's good that you also got, when you got out of the car, she was like, oh, it was my fault. I'm sorry. Like, because sometimes.
She didn't say sorry.
Okay. Because sometimes when someone will rear end you, they'll come out so hot, just being like, you were shopped, like trying to make it your fault.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's not really a gray area when someone rear ends you.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you have to stop really abruptly and that stop and go. Yeah, yeah. I didn't. It wasn't like that. You mm-hmm. know, where you're like, I hope the person behind me stops. It was fully a chill stop for me.
You never say, I'm sorry. You say, are you okay?
Yes. That's
no.
She didn't. You never admit guilt, but you go, she didn't say,
right. She wasn't rude. She wasn't overly nice. She didn't say, I'm sorry. She didn't say, are you okay? It was just like,
it's rude.
It was just kind of like, I know, right?
It's rude in and of itself.
I think if it's a gray area and you feel like maybe, I don't think you have to apologize. I think you just exchange info.
No matter what, don't apologize. That's a good call.
I mean, I just think you do what you have to do and then you move on. So anyway. Well,
there's no gray area in rear-ending someone.
No, like, there isn't.
Like I rear-ended someone before I had kids. Yeah. And then like I was on my phone, like I wasn't paying attention and it was on Olympic. And I slammed her.
Oh, you did?
And there was damage on my car, but not hers. And then the first thing I look up and there's like five of those like sticker things that are like baby on board. And I was like, oh my God, does she run a daycare? Like, what's going on in that car?
There's like six kids.
Yeah.
Six
it was like
on board.
baby on board. And she got out and I was like, oh my God, are there any kids in your car? She's like, no. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, there's no gray area.
Yeah. Was she injured or no?
No, she was totally fine.
And you hit her pretty hard?
Yeah.
She was stopped?
Yeah.
Ugh. I almost, this is going to sound crazy, would prefer to rear-end someone if I'm going to hit them. Not hard, of course. Just so there's, what kills me, like that, there was like a little accident that I had in a parking lot a year and a half ago. And I sort of brushed this other person, but I feel like it was because she came up around me in like an annoying way, which just pissed me off. Because I think it's like 50-50 or maybe it's her fault.
Yeah.
I would rather be like, I hit you like.
Wait, question I was just talking about though.
Yeah.
Do you have to have, if you're driving someone else's car, say you don't have a car.
Yeah.
But you're driving someone else's. Do you have to have car insurance?
Part of my insurance is other driver coverage.
Yes.
So like if another driver is in my car, using my car, they're covered.
Shit, I don't know if I have that.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. So say there's an uninsured driver driving your car. They're automatically covered?
Because they're using my car? Yeah.
I think so. And it wouldn't be like you can't, like in theory, if you were driving that car all the time, you're not technically insured unless you're like specifically on that. But if you were like, say you were visiting me from out of town and you drove my car, I'm pretty sure you'd be insured under my policy because you just drove it once.
Because it's the car that's insured, not the person. Like if they don't have a license, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
But I Googled it and it was like, it is illegal to drive any car if you don't personally have car insurance, auto insurance.
That's crazy.
Should I call my insurance guy?
Because there are people who just don't have cars, you know, who need to rent a
car. That have a license. That have a license.
Yeah.
I believe that if you were using his car all the time, then you'd have to like specify. But if you were just drove it once, I mean, it would be included under his. Not that I want to be hit or hit anybody, but it really, and it, you know, this could have been, thank goodness it wasn't more serious, but it really does make you go, oh my gosh, wow. I can't check my phone. I got to be on guard. I'm like, I'm so lucky. Like, I'm like, you know, that I'm safe. And it really is like the silver lining is that it reminds you how scary and how careful you have to be. And I mean, and that you're not in control of everyone else driving either.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's doesn't look appear to be a lot of damage in case you're wondering, but she hit me. Like, and so the bumper is a little bent, but I mean, what am I? I don't know. I filed a claim just so like I can file the claim.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hit.
You have to.
You should pour hot water and a plunger on it.
Oh, it's like not, I literally have to show you. It's the craziest thing. It's the craziest thing. Like I was
I
like, oh.
Check out your car because your car is so sexy.
Whoop, whoop.
So sexy. Thank you. I'm a car person. So sexy.
You're not even a car person?
No.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know I was a yellow car person until I saw that one. I was like, I like. Yes.
If I saw, again,
to pick me
just
up,
just to drive it home.
Yeah.
If I was behind a gorgeous yellow.
Yeah.
See ya. Next lane. Bye.
Yeah. I'd exit.
Yeah.
Wait till you're 10 miles ahead of me and then come back on the street. Because I'm not touching
Or even
that.
If I see a car with paper plates, I'm like, see you later.
No, exactly.
Paper plates. Oh, like new?
Yeah. I'm like, bye.
Okay. Wait, I looked this up. It says whether you are insured if you drive someone else's car depends on the policy and the circumstances of the accident. Mm. If you're listed on the policy, on the owner's policy, you're covered when driving the car, obviously. If you're listed as an excluded driver, you won't be, clearly. If you have permission to drive the car, you're considered permissive use and you're probably covered.
Wait, you can be listed as an excluded driver?
Yes, if you get a DUI.
Yes.
Like, my insurance would drop if, like, my spouse had a DUI or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So it says it specifies a claim varying state laws and insurance carrier. But yeah, like, my nanny used to drive our minivan, and I didn't have her specifically included on our policy. She had a policy, we had a policy, which luckily all was well. Now I have Gabby listed, which is good. But when I was interviewing new nannies, there was this one girl who was like, yes, my driving record's good, whatever. And I had never run anybody's driving record. I was just, I had a couple years ago was looking for a new nanny.
Is it easy?
Your insurance guy can do it. Great. So he called me and he goes, not only can we not insure her, now that you've told me she might work for you, we will specifically exclude her from your entire policy.
Oh, wow.
She had like the craziest driving record. She's like, they can drive in my car. I have good insurance. I was like, sorry.
Well, good thing you did that.
I haven't done that.
I never did it. And then my nanny now, like, you know, like, perfect, whatever. Yeah, yeah, so she's included, and it's like, it's just such peace of mind.
I need to get on this.
Yeah.
I need to get on this, I think.
100%.
Yeah.
Yesterday, speaking of paper license plates.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was at work, and the way my work garage works, there's so many cars that they have to hire a valet company to valet you guys and tandem park you.
Mm-hmm.
So I get back to my car 5 p.m. I have a 6 o'clock dinner, kind of rushing. I get to my car, and I'm in this car, move the car in front of me. The car in front of me, it's a nice car, paper plate. They can't find the key. They cannot find the key. And so they call the guy, call the guy whose car it is, and they're like, did you give us the key? And he's like, yeah, I gave you the key. So I'm stuck for 45 minutes in the Amazon parking garage.
No.
Because they can't find the key of the car.
How'd they end up finding it? It was in someone's pocket.
Someone's pocket.
One of the valet
guys' pockets.
That would be the first thing I'd get. Go, everyone check their pockets.
Yeah.
It's a shakedown.
How did you not think of that?
Well, apparently they rotate shifts. So like the person who's on the fifth floor works on the fifth floor from like 12 to 4. Oh. And so
wait, what do you really mean Amazon stupid. Parking lot? Where is this?
It's the Amazon offices.
Oh, yeah. Where is that?
He's Culver a driver. City.
Oh, Culver City. That's why you wanted to go to the loading dock.
Exactly. It's like with the packages.
You're like, certain people with vests go around.
So I was like, if it was like, again, like a Bloomingdale's parking lot, I'd be like, give me a gift card. Like,
that's
you know what
you need to demand. You're
give
like,
me something.
Yeah.
This is my time. I was late for dinner, all that stuff.
And the valet's like, sir, we don't work for Bloomingdale's.
Exactly. They're like, what can we do?
I would need some sort of compensation for the waste of 40 minutes.
But it's so weird because it's like,
well, who do you what do you ask for?
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate.
Wow.
That would gotta eat shit and smile.
Were you enraged?
I was. I almost called an Uber and I was like, I'll just come back tomorrow.
Oh, why did you do that? There's so many reasonable solutions to this problem.
Yeah, you just wanted to,
I
be tortured.
No, you know, even worse, I answered emails.
Okay, that's your
after hours.
Okay. I know, because I had nothing to do. I was like, I had hoped that they would find it, and it just kept.
You're like, I'm not going to help find a solution. Let me know when all of you check your pants.
Ding 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 ding.
But it was wild. Because I've never had that happen, like, in a situation where...
Now you're going to be scared to be parked tandemly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Ugh, I'm always scared.
Okay, last car-related thing I'll say, because just, I don't know, this week I've been really, I don't know, I guess thinking of the car things. So, do you find it rude when somebody is driving in front of you on a street and decides to clean their windshield and all of the water sprays on you?
Yeah, it's always rude. Don't do that while driving. You cannot do that while driving. Do it when you stop.
And somebody's far enough away from you when you're stopped. Even when you're stopped. You know, when you're stopped, I pass. I give you a pass.
Yeah.
When you're driving and you're doing it and it's like... And it's how rude is that?
The dirtiest,
it's the same as when, like, a lawn guy blows all the stuff and you're like...
At you.
I have a black car. Now I don't.
Right?
Yeah.
It is etiquette. It is known etiquette that you should not do that. And still.
People do it all the time.
You know what? I do it all the time. But now I'm not going to do it anymore because I never thought about it.
I'll come for you, Ryan.
Thank you.
It's like little driplets everywhere.
I know. It's like the blackest water you've ever
seen. You gotta wait.
And then,
okay. You know what? I'll do that.
Okay.
Good.
Just, you know, I tried to trade in my car last week. I told you.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
It's a no-go.
Why?
Because the value,
you were trying to go lower.
The value of Wagoneers has tanked in the last year because no one bought them. Besides us.
Yeah. Well, and my friend Ashley actually has one. I see a lot of them on the road, but that's true because our lease is up in April, and we were like, we'll just get another one. But the lease prices are so much higher now because the residual is so much lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when we got ours, they were brand new and they had put the residual really high, so which makes the lease payment lower.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But okay. They would let you out of it if you wanted to upgrade or sign on longer. What were you trying to do?
So I was trying to get out and get into the electric, mm-hmm. which I didn't know how much time I had left in my lease, but I was like, if I'm stuck in this car for another 2 years.
Nobody loves that car.
No.
The Jeep Wagoneer.
No. Mm-hmm. It sounds, I don't.
It's not bad.
I like being driven in it. I don't like driving it.
I don't mind driving it, but it's just like
the
woman.
It's burly.
Yeah.
It's a
nice our car right there
to be a passenger in it.
So I took it and I was like, wait, how do I still have this much left? They're like, the value of these cars is tanked. Like, we're not selling them. You know,
I wonder why.
I think there's so many problems with it.
Really?
I've had no problems.
Some people have no.
It just looks so sturdy.
It is. What problems have you had?
Battery issues. Batteries and sensors and stuff like that.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There it is.
Electrical issues that they cannot figure out why. So I'm a week short. Gosh, so there has been so many lemon law cases with Jeep that they're overwhelmed, I guess.
Oh.
So they don't even process it. Like, they're not going to like fight it.
What are they doing?
If your car's been in the shop for over 30 days with them, you can contact corporate and they'll buy you out.
Well, why don't you do that?
Because now I haven't had a damn issue with the car.
Yeah.
When's I'm a week short.
When's your lease up?
14 months.
Mm.
Oh, you mean you're a week short of the 30 days?
Yes.
Mm. 14 months isn't that bad.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Well, I was like, saw a deal. It was like $4.99 a month. For the electric. And I'm like, it's much smaller, but $4.99 a month?
Yeah.
You're saving like a lot of money every month.
Yeah.
And then it turned out being like $100 less. And they're like, but you'd be in the electric car for 4 years. I'm like, kill me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in anything for 4 years.
Well, also,
no, I get sick
especially
of
with
stuff.
Electric cars, the technology is so fast that by
no, thank
2 years
you.
In, it's going to be outdated.
The car was nice, but I wasn't in love with the car.
Yeah.
There's some cars I'd go 4 years, done.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I know. I like, it's so fun to change
like a
cars,
clay-colored
though.
Cayenne, done. Put me in it, 4 years, I'm good. Bury me in the car.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, just put flowers on the windshield, I'm good. But like that electric Wagoneer, no.
Yeah.
No, like.
It's your casket
it's
also.
The Wagoneer is electric?
No, it's a gas guzzler.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're
but
like.
What's, but what's weird is.
Good news, it's 14 months, so we'll see you back here. I was like, no, you don't understand the exercise. Like, it's now or never. Like, I'm never going to return to Jeep. Ever again. They're like, are you open to a Wrangler? And I'm like, no.
No.
Like,
wait, like the. Like
let
the,
me get
like
my car seats out to get in the cage car.
What's
like,
weird is, it is a gas guzzler, major gas guzzler. What's weird is the electric Wagoneer is the size of a Cherokee.
If that, it's smaller than a Laredo.
We looked at the electric Cadillac last weekend.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Amazing. I mean, that thing is luxe.
Okay. They know I have no idea what these things are. So
electric. No, electric. Okay.
You know what's funny about
electric
this?
Escalade.
If you go to this picture of the Wagoneer, it looks slick and like cool. And then you show up in person and it's like a RAV4. Like it's tiny.
It's
it looks
so
like
small.
Someone shrunk a.
You get in and it's
cars.
Like a hatchback. Yeah, you're just like, oh, honey, I shrunk the Wagoneer.
Yeah.
Like it looks so cool and futuristic. And then you're like, oh, hi. Like that one's got lifts on
it's
the wheels or something because it's not that big.
I just
and the one I was going to buy had that red interior.
I like the idea of like the Escalade looks smaller, weirdly, but it's even bigger than the gas one.
Like someone shrunk an
Escalade. Look at that.
It's gorgeous. Mm. It's just, it's so expensive. And as a third car that my nanny's going to be driving. No.
Get that one, the open roof.
That's that's a kid. That's for a kid. Okay.
That's mine.
That's mine. I think you need to go back to a minivan.
I think so.
Minivan?
Give me a yellow and it's it.
It's so easy.
I need the captain seats. That's what I need. The minivan. Ugh. God, I don't know. I can't. Okay. And then did anyone also see that Gayle King is going to space?
Okay.
and Katy Perry.
I talked about this with Mike this morning.
She looked terrified when she announced it yesterday.
I said to him, I go, I can't believe she's doing this. He was like, why? I go, because she has like a newborn, not a newborn, but she has a young kid. He was like, I know, but you need to show your kids you're brave and that it's safe. And I was like, but we don't know that.
We don't.
And like, also, that's why? Not a risk also, I'm willing to take.
Why did you need to show their kids that? Because the kids are going to space?
Like, and then I said, Duran, like, with all women, like, there should be at least one man on board. He's like, why? Like, it just seems like they would know. You know, like, I would want one man on board.
That's how I feel about, like, getting on a flight. I'm like, uh-oh, we've got female pilots.
The thing about Katy Perry.
I can really see that.
Let's just
exactly.
Let's just leave her there.
Right?
No.
No. I'm not.
Who else is going?
Her, so into her. So, Lauren Sanchez. One of these is like an aviation or like an aero.
Thank God,
aero
someone knows what they're doing.
But literally on the morning show when she announced it, all her co-hosts were speaking to her like it was almost like a eulogy. They're like, "We knew somebody, you know, not new, but they're like, we know someone going to space. We're very proud." It was like, and they were like buttering her up, like almost like she was never coming back.
Like, we're gonna miss you.
Wait, when did they go to space?
She's like, I thought Oprah would tell me no, but Oprah wants me to.
Needs to sue whoever picked that photo for that.
Which one?
The one. Wait, go back to the She needs to find and kill whoever picked that fucking
Katie
photo.
Katy looks scared in that photo too.
Next to those other five
that
women.
The girl below her clearly knows. Like,
I'm into the one below. I'm also into the one with the braid. She looks has a mission.
The three below are like, we'll take care of this mission.
The Farrington kill. She really does.
Gail's like, I'll go.
Yeah. but she seems terrified, which, I mean, if she wasn't, I would be worried, actually.
I don't even take flights anymore because I'm like, the risk, it's such a selfish risk to my kids.
You can't fuck
let alone
space.
Go to space.
Great,
space
I'm going to Hawaii.
No, space we've talked scary. About this. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
But so this is, it's a rocket. Is this actually?
Yes, this is it.
Okay, so, but it's not like you're an astronaut, right?
I wanted to call it Blue Lagoon.
First human flight. Okay, but you're not going deep into space. Like, you're just at that border, right?
Yeah.
Above the atmosphere.
Just go past the atmosphere.
What is that line called?
I don't know.
Isn't there
it's the glass ceiling.
That's the one that Jeff Bezos went.
Like, yes. Yeah. He owns this.
Yeah. Blue Horizon or Blue Mercury. What's it called?
Look at her. She's going to like run, you guys. I don't think she wants to do it.
Of going into space, you're not like on a plane. It's not like the feeling of space isn't fun. It's like,
I would be on Benzos the rest of my life.
You get, that's why they do that.
That's what I mean.
They do that thing that spins you. It's to make you like, and you have to like be in, you have to be like healthy. Like, it's not fun.
Why? Why?
62 miles above Earth.
But
the Kármán
why?
Line.
The Kármán line.
The Kármán line. Oh, that's
the spot
what it
that
is.
Separates the planet's atmosphere from space. So you're not even going to see stars.
No.
And then you don't know where you're landing. You're landing.
How long are they gone?
5 minutes.
What?
Yeah
it's literally just 5 minutes.
Cross the thing and then come back.
No way.
I swear to God.
It's 5 minutes?
Yes.
You didn't watch
Shatner and Bezos do it?
No.
Oh, I did.
They
were
like floating. They weren't like floating.
Of course.
I don't think they can even float yet.
No, you don't even float. You go up and then you stop and then it releases and you fall and it's a parachute and you land in the ocean. No, actually, it landed on the ground, I want to say. Oh.
You land in the ocean?
Yeah, it detaches from the rocket.
And they retrieve you?
And you land.
Like, are you in the right city?
I don't know where
don't
you
even
land.
Know how you even?
I need to know where I'm landing.
That's what I asked Duran. I said, do they have to drop weight like how rockets do?
I think they do. I watched it. I woke up to watch this one.
You guys, nothing Shatner. Sounds less appealing to me. Nothing.
It's so
I would be on Hollywood Boulevard every damn day.
No.
I'd be like, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee.
It's like, fuck my kids. I just don't want to go to space.
I would have so much gusto.
Everyone's dead, but I'm still dancing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's not fun. It's like,
it really doesn't look fun.
Also,
so
I mean,
yes, I believe the like bottom comes off.
Yes, like seriously. My God,
dicks, big dicks.
That is the most penis looking thing. I've seen a lot of penises in my life, and that is the most.
So
at
what
that.
Happens? This is the launch.
It looks like what is it called? The Austin Powers.
Oh
yes, spaceship.
How are they all like? They're just like
I think they're sitting like at the top. Okay, now watch. They literally are back down on Earth in 5 minutes.
So what's the point of it?
That's like a carnival ride.
Yeah.
And what, the whole time you're just like you can't even
talk. So that's how high they get. No.
I would be so freaked out.
I don't even like taking off like commercial plane.
Oh, 0G. So you get to 0G.
So like that's what you see. BFD, look into the microwave.
Right, seriously.
Oh, no, I thought, look, they are floating.
No, you see.
Look at Shatner.
You see the Earth.
He's just like.
Shatner's like, pressure in head.
He's like, I played an astronaut on TV.
I know.
Oh, look at this. This is kind of cool.
The Shatner of it all is sort of funny.
He's like, what's happening? It's like Ryan's podcast gangle.
Oh, I'm crying. My God. Shatner's face.
Is Shatner upside down right now?
Shatner's face.
Look at him. He's like, I'm still buckled. Okay, now they're coming down.
This landing looks
No, so nothing detached. The top detached.
Yeah, the little penis
head. The top detached. And it landed right on the spot. Can you believe that? That's what fascinated me the most about that landing.
Whoa.
How did they determine that they were going to land on that bullseye?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's obviously some sort of, you know, navigating pilot device. I mean, they can steer it.
Oh, no, that's them.
Wait, that's them.
That's them.
Oh.
Oh, you're right. They did land on the ground. Oof.
Wait.
Oof. Yeah, they landed.
That looks like being worse than being rear-ended.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
The bottom part lands by itself with no one in it?
Yeah.
It's just like
And then the top. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Okay, fine.
That's kind of cool.
We're going to space.
Fine,
and look,
space.
They just get off. Like, Shatner's like, what just
Shatner's
happened?
Not okay.
He's like, ow. Ow. Yeah.
You guys, that landing looked...
It looked
really hardcore.
Is that Lauren Sanchez? Is she hugging Shatner?
Probably.
So weird.
Wouldn't you?
And were they buckled in when they had to have been buckled in? They weren't still floating in the air.
They had for takeoff.
Yeah. Guys, it's just
a lot.
I'm not convinced that William Shatner enjoyed this. He's just like...
His face.
That was wild. Okay.
Whoa. That a lot of news. A lot of interesting news happening.
Crikey.
And last thing, did you guys see that the fire chief was removed?
Oh my God, I did. She was killed?
No, they took her off as chief.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And does she not look like the Handmaid's Tale lady?
She does. Also, I mean, way that she couldn't even... I would have fired her, but just because she didn't pronounce Cowboy Carter correctly at the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. She didn't. That was her. She looks like...
Oh, wait.
The
maybe
one...
that wasn't her.
Was it not
I'm
her?
I'm confused. Why'd they take her out?
You guys, does she not look like the Handmaid's Tale?
She does.
What was her name? Mother Mary or something? Something?
Mother Mary.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
God,
you guys, they're the same person.
I love
Aunt Lydia.
I don't actually know. I'm assuming that there's obviously liability and she's unable to, you know, answer to all the mishap things that happened in all the fires. I mean, that's what I was trying to say.
Wait, can I tell a story before we go? And I would love to get your opinion on it.
Yeah.
So we were at an event. This is a major pivot, this major digression.
Okay.
So I was at an event the other day it was a premiere of a show. And, you know, we had the normal carpet with about 10 photographers. And one of our house photographer found an SD card on the floor. And so she didn't know whose it was. So she asked every photographer there, all 10, is this yours? Is this yours? Did you drop it? They all said no. And it was like on the carpet where it was dropped. So then she went backstage into our green room and she put it in her camera to check whose photos it was. And it was 50 to 60 photos of just like boudoir, head to toe, nude woman photo shoot. Like in...
Anyone famous?
No, but it was obviously like very produced.
Yeah.
Like boudoir. Real. And we were just like... Like, I haven't seen that in a very long time.
Or
it was
ever.
Just like, I know. It
Do
was
we
like
think
the most.
They wanted it to be found?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's a
good
idea.
It was a big mystery. We were asking everybody the entire night, did you drop an SD card?
Think about it. On a red carpet?
I know.
That's a good idea. I'd be like, Tasteful nudes.
Whoops. Whoa. How crazy, how mortified would you be if,
not
if
really.
The person who you obviously paid a lot
yes,
to
if
do
it wasn't
your
planted.
Boudoir photos.
Yes.
Whoa, I have so many questions.
Lost your SD card. And I thought maybe whoever dropped it knew what was on it, so didn't want to own up to it, or like...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Isn't that wild?
What do you mean?
They were like, oh, is this your card? And he knew it was, and he didn't want to be like... If you had seen what was on it already, you don't want to be like, oh, that was mine. And you're like, oh, now that guy is that kind of photographer. But
That's strange circumstances.
Like graphic.
Really?
Like, yeah.
And it was a woman?
It was a woman.
Thank but God. Produced.
With her produced. Like hefty gnats out. Yeah.
Her what?
Her hefty gnats.
What are those?
Her hefty naturals.
Oh. I think you said her hefty nuts. And I was like, what? I was like, wait a minute. This
I
took a very weird turn. I was like,
if
what?
If you knew what it was, I no. wasn't even going to ask.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Yes. You were like, hefty nuts.
Her hefty nuts.
I knew both of us. We were both like,
oh. How?
Hefty nuts is so bad. As I grabbed mine.
You never heard that before?
Never. No.
We were like, look at that girl swinging around her hefty nuts.
No.
I don't think I'm going to recover.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to lose weight, so I'll never sense it about me. I never want to have hefty nuts.
But like you see like someone running and you're like, that poor girl with her hefty nuts just weighing her down.
I think this is what you men say about
me. Yeah, no, I've never heard it. And I hope I never hear it again.
I know.
You're going to use it now. Because you're going to see that, but you're going to be like,
yeah.
You're going to see somebody and be like,
oh my
those
God,
are hefty nuts.
I can't. All right. Thanks for coming back.
You have to look at do hefty naturals. You have to do hefty naturals.
Hefty naturals? I can't. Let's
image search. No, see? No.
Ugh, it's nope.
It's
a
like,
term.
It's sod and seed. Oh my God.
Urban Dictionary.
There we go. Yes.
See? Oh, yeah. Hefty. I'm real big.
Hefty naturals, too.
Wow.
Anyways.
Her hefty nats.
On that note.
We never found her.
Oh.
We never found her.
That's so sad. So do you have the card still?
We have it in our
possession.
In our possession. I know.
Did you image search her face?
Like, oh.
Good idea.
Like face recognition.
Yeah.
Recognition.
Or hefty gnat recognition.
Hefty gnat recognition. That's a good idea. I'll do that.
Do it.
Yep.
I'd be curious to know.
I'll come back and let you know who
you're
it was.
Like,
maybe she had something
ring.
To do with Morgan Freeman.
Ay, ay, ay.
Don't worry about it.